This is the Robin Ross Recap.
We're very excited ahead of their performance in South Africa in a couple of weeks' time to welcome superstar drag performer Latrice Royale. Welcome to the show.
I'm amazing. Thanks for having me.
It's your first time back in South Africa in 13 years.
Yes, correct. It's been a minute.
You're performing with some local queens. What do you make of the SA drag scene and how it's grown over the years?
Well, I see the growth. And the fact that 13 years ago when... they didn't have the resources that they have now. Like, they were really struggling to get textiles and get fabrics and all the things, and hair and all the things that we have access to. But they were still making it work, you know, even though they didn't have the resources. But now it's a whole different story. And even got the sights of a Drag Race South Africa, I hear buzz about.
How do you feel about Drag Race coming to South Africa?
Yeah, the franchise is franchising.
Maybe you can come in and guest host.
We're putting it in the universe from right here, from my lips to the ears.
For anyone that hasn't seen Latrice in action in one of your shows, what can we expect?
This show is full of laughter. Like, you know, if you're coming to a Latrice show, you're going to go through all the emotions. So we're going to laugh. We're going to spill the tea. We're going to sing. We're going to storytell. You're going to get to know intimate details about me, my life, my love life, my husband. By the end of it, you're going to be transformed. And these are not my words. These are the people who have experienced it, you know, and they leave feeling different and inspired and motivated. So if you want a feel good time, you want to forget your troubles and come get happy for an hour and a half, this is the show for you. It's for everyone. It really is. And it's inspiring and uplifting and just a good time.
What has it been like working with your husband on a show like this?
I love that you asked this question. So my husband is actually my accompanist, the music director. He plays the piano and he accompanies me throughout the show, sets the tone, sets the pace. We interact, you get to see and hear our banter as well and see why this relationship works. But more importantly, he's responsible for helping me find my vocal voice and singing. And so he's also been my vocal coach. So he plays a big role in the show because it is about us. About me, but it's about us as well. You'll find that you are going on this journey and you get all the feels because of his musical input throughout.
How do you feel about the impact that Drag Race has had on the drag scene and the fandom that comes with it? Because some of the Drag Race fans are fanatical.
Honestly, you know, obviously with all things successful and growth and, you know, you have the good, bad, and ugly, right? So RuPaul's Drag Race has done wonders for the world of drag at large. And not just for drag queens, but for everyone, for women especially. Like the women have really gravitated towards drag because it empowers them. They see it as a inspiration and what they can accomplish in their own lives as well. So you see a lot of women at the drag shows nowadays. The fandom, however, from my day back in season 4, where social media was on the rise, but not, you know, I literally had just got an Instagram and a Twitter during that during my season. But now that social media is what it is and everyone has a keyboard at their fingertips and feel like they can say it whatever they want to say, it's become a little toxic. I will say that, honestly. The fandom is toxic and you have to be built for this lifestyle. You have to have thick skin. You have to know who you are. You have to be confident. So if you're a young queen out there and you're aspiring to be on Drag Race or do this for the world at masses, just know that like everyone has an opinion and you don't have to listen to any of it. What matters is what you think and that you feel good about yourself when you go to sleep at night. That's all. That's it.
With Ginger Minj finally winning All Stars, you've been on the show 3 times now. Would you ever consider going back for number 4?
No. You know, it's, I mean, I'm glad that she finally won, but, you know, again, like she had to go through a lot of building that thick skin because people were feeling some type of the ways and they expressed it. You know what I mean? So, like, it kind of dims the shine and dulls the shine. You're like, well, did I really win? You know what I mean? But she can take that to the bank because she has $200,000+ in it. So you can feel how you want to feel. The woman won. But for me, I feel like at this point in my life and in my career, I have nothing further to prove. So what would be the purpose for me to go on to this show to give a fashion show? I'm already doing the things that these girls are aspiring to do. I'm doing theater, I'm doing television, I'm doing motion pictures, I'm doing cabaret, I'm doing all the things that I want to do. And so there's no reason really to go. It's not going to do anything for me.
Out of the 3 seasons that you did compete in, which was your favorite?
My original season. Really. Because, you know, I was new, green, you know, you haven't seen behind the curtain yet. You don't know how things are made. So the innocence and nostalgia of self-discovery was there. You know what I mean? There was a lot that happened on my original season that really changed and shaped who I am today. So I can only say that was my favorite for sure, by far.
Where can we get tickets to the show and when is it happening?
It is imperative that you go get your tickets because you do not want to miss this iconic, monumental moment of an evening with me. This is going to be a transformative, fun-filled, laughter, emotional roller coaster that you didn't even know that you needed in your life. I tell people that it's like going to church and therapy. So you're going to feel good when you come out. I have wonderful special guests, Manila Von Teese, Kat Gilardi, Stella Rose, and Fim, right? And Fim. And just know that these gals are going to knock the roof off the place because they are high energy drag excellence. So you can get your tickets at Web Tickets. Johannesburg, I'll be there on November 21st at the Lyric. You need to make sure you are there, baby.
Thank you so much for joining us, Latrice. It's been an absolute privilege having you on The Drive with Robin Ross.
Thank you for having me.